goodness, I missed you so much. Oh my goodness, you look amazing. Oh, come in. I'm so sorry. I have a bunch of her favorite food and drinks ready to go whenever you want them, but I want to catch up first, if that's okay with you. Awesome. Yeah, sit anywhere you want to. My house is still yours. So, how's everything been going? It feels like forever since we've been able to hang out. Mm-hmm. Yeah? Wow. Mm-hmm. Oh my goodness, I'm so proud of you. You're so talented, and I'm so happy to have you in my life. Me? Oh, you know, the same old stuff. Working from home's been a nice change of pace. I love being able to roll out of bed, throw on a pair of jammies, and then just commute the 30 seconds into the office. When I'm not working, I'm still playing video games. I'm really enjoying Season 9 of Apex. I recently got Stardew Valley, but I have no idea what I'm doing, and I just run around like a chicken with my head cut off. I mainly wander around until I say screw it and go back to sleep in the game. Did you want something to drink? Water? Tea? Soda? Monster? Anything? Alright, coming right up. While I'm grabbing that, you can put whatever you want on the TV. Alright, here you are. Oh, I've been meaning to watch this. You're so good at picking out what to watch. I've missed you so much, I swear. Wow, this is really good. They're in my room. Oh, wait, no, I can... You're a quick one. I almost forgot about that. I am not deflecting, I am just making an observation. Fine, here. Sit down on the bed and we'll talk about it. Every time you've come over, I've made sure to hide them because I never wanted you to judge me or think that I'm a weirdo or something. Not that I think you're the type of person that would judge like that, it's just, I don't know, embarrassing, I guess? It's not really the right word. I guess I'm just insecure about it and I don't want people to get the wrong idea or think that I'm weird. Okay, you're right, more weird than I... You know, let people know that I am. Thank you. I know it's perfectly normal, but some people get weird about it, I guess. So, what do you say? Would you like to meet my stuffies? Yay! Okay, so, right here, this is Onyx. She's the big black mama cat of the group. I usually use her as a pillow each night because she's just so soft and squishy. I like her little purple fuzzy belly. And then on the bed next to Onyx is Tyler, my snowy owl pillow pet. I have had him since I was in high school. He's been with me through so much. He's been covered in tears, drool, squeezed to death. He is just the best. He's my little comfort boy. And then in front of them, there's Sydney. She's a sweet, sassy kitty. She's very floofy and gives great cuddles. I got her during the pandemic and actually named her after one of my friends that I met that lives in Australia. So it always makes me think of them and always makes me smile. Right next to her, we have Trixie the unicorn. She's a sleepy bean, and we just get along on a spiritual level. Now, this is Lou, the pineapple. I named him Lou, you know, like, luau. I know it's cheesy, but I liked it. He's a very sweet boy. He's very kind and very supportive. Okay, so this is Austin the avocado. He can be a little angsty boy, but that's only because of the guacamole incident of 2020. We don't really talk about that in front of him. He's very protective of his friends. Oh, yeah. This is Desmond the dragon. He's the sweetest and softest of boys. Oh, he would never hurt anyone, and he's always the first one to offer to give cuddles if anyone's feeling sad. This little sweetie. This is Nugget. Get it? He's a candy corn nugget, like a corn nugget. Oh, stop it, you laughed. I slept with him the first night that I brought him home. And then the next morning whenever I woke up, I couldn't find him anywhere because he was just so small. I was so worried. I tore this bedroom apart trying to find him. And eventually he was just really, really, really well hidden in the blankets. But I was very happy that I found him. Now, this is Barry. They love the Colts. Oh, come on. It's not like Barry the bear, like B-E-A-R-Y. It's Barry, B-A-R-R-Y, Barry. Whatever. They're always ready for the winter, and they're the happiest when the AC is on or the windows are open. And this little one, this is Pete. He's a cute little penguin. One of my friends sent him to me in the mail a few months ago. It came with the cutest little card and just the most adorable packaging. Pete and Barry are pretty close buds with the love of the cold and all. This is Eve. Eve is one of the silent ones that likes to listen and only speaks when they have something important to say or add to the conversation. Yes, they are a wise little owl. And this is Hoots, and not just because she's an owl. She's the party animal of the group. Don't let her small size deceive you. She loves music and singing, and she's just wild in the best way. And this is, if you can't tell by looking at him, this is Castiel from Supernatural, just in stuffy form. He even has his cute little wings. Yes, he's just cute. And then whenever you came in, I'm sure on the couch, you didn't miss the giant pink unicorn. Her name's Strawberry. She keeps me company while I'm on the couch playing video games or watching TV. She also makes an excellent pillow for midday naps on the couch when you're supposed to be working. Of course you can. You can snuggle and cuddle with any of them. That's what they're there for. They're the friend you can talk to or snuggle when no one else is around. Is everything okay? Get over here. It's okay to feel your feelings. You don't have to be strong all the time. You can always reach out for help or to talk. You're never a burden to me, you know that, right? You can always talk to me about absolutely anything, no matter how silly or serious. If you want to vent to me, I can be quiet and listen and let you get it all out. I can be the supportive hype girl for you. I can, you know, hype you up and just sing all your praises. And we both know that's a lot. I can go into mama bear mode and give you tough love. I mean, really, whatever support or help you need, I'm here for you. If I don't know how to help, I'll tell you and I'll try to find some resources for you because I want to help. Not because I feel obligated, but because I care for you and I want to. I want to help because you're kind, talented, thoughtful, and just an overall amazing person who deserves the energy that you put into others put back into them. Of course. I have an idea. How about we take a nap and cuddle with all the stuffies, and then when we wake up, we can go to the store and I'll buy you some stuffies of your own. I'm glad that sounds like a good idea. We can also grab some food on the way back. There you go. Just get all snuggled in. There we go. We can talk more when we wake up.